You're going to get us killed, Ferrin. Or worse, captured. Ferrin's twin sister, Mariah, had always harbored a touch of the melodramatic. Ferrin found it a good offset to his overly dry sense of humor. They complemented each other in ways neither was willing to admit or depart. He focused his concentration. It would take more than his sister's irritable grumbling to pull him from his one true love. He shook his mop of red hair to the side. Loose beads of sweat scattered as he landed another hard swing of his mallet against the anvil. The rhythmic sound of each stroke was a song from which he could set his heart. Its beats were as steady as the life that pumped through his veins. Are you listening to me? Ferrin could sense the folding of her arms in the tone of her voice. He managed a slight grunt, letting her know he had no intention of stopping his work to engage in another one of their heated discussions. They were growing more frequent of late, especially with rumors of the Black Watch being spotted across the border into Keldor. The White Tower's reach was growing. This new Arch-Chancellor seemed to be on a personal mission to purge the Five Kingdoms of every last wielder. There was an awkward pause as Mariah waited for an answer. Well? Ferrin remained uncommonly silent. It wasn't that he didn't have a leg to stand on, or that he didn't enjoy a good verbal jousting with his sister, but he was too deep within the flow of his transferal to offer a proper rebuttal. The magic coursing through him gathered his full attention. Besides, an argument at this point would only end in his likely defeat. She was right, after all. You're using it again, aren't you? I can always tell, you know. She reached out and slowly moved her hand in front of her face. The air, it tingles. After a moment, she gave up her attempt at touching his magic and shifted her attention back to him. Take it off, Ferrin, before someone catches you. I don't plan on spending the rest of my life in the White Tower because of your carelessness. Mariah paused, and Ferrin started counting down from 5. Ferrin! He didn't make it to 3. This time, his name was followed with a hard foot stomp. Ferrin's arm stopped mid-swing, his mallet still hanging in the air, waiting for the downward fall. Slowly, he lowered it to his waist and turned around. His sister was standing just inside the doorway, tapping her foot on one of the wooden steps leading down into his shop. It was convenient having his smithy connected to their home, but there were times he wished she would allow him to install a proper lock on the inside. Over her shoulder, he could see the light from the fire in the main room, filling their quaint two-story with its warm glow. I heard you the first time, Mariah. You need to do more than hear me. If the White Riders get a whiff of you using your gifts, it will be the end of us both. Now, I'm telling you, you need to stop. There was a discernible scowl on her face. The long waves of her red hair, similar to his, had been pulled back and tied off, indicating she had either just finished her cleaning or was about to start. Mariah took his acknowledgement of her presence as a small victory and carefully made her way across the room. Ferrin's humble smithy, there in the lower merchant district of Rowan, looked smaller from the inside, but that was solely attributed to the large kiln at the back that took up nearly a quarter of his workspace. Its hearth glowed with fresh coals, and there was a comforting sense of familiarity to the heat that Ferrin found invigorating. Connected to the kiln's front was a cooling tank with a rather large selection of tongs, hammers, and swagers resting in their brackets. Lining every inch of the stone walls were racks of tools and molds. There were pieces of metal of all shapes and sizes laying in odd piles on the floor. Ferrin had his own sense of order, Each pile was organized by type, future use, and amount of time spent in the flames. Directly in front of Ferron sat a spherical stone pedestal, roughly 1 foot in height, which held the Master Anvil. On its surface lay a long strip of coarse metal he had been preparing for one of Rowan's nobility. It was to be a gift for their grandson, his first sword. Ferron thought it all rather silly considering the boy was only 3, but as long as their gold was good, a contract was a contract. Ferron propped his hammer on the anvil and took a deep breath as he watched his sister approach. He could feel the heat draining from his body. It was a different kind of heat, one that burned from the inside out. It wasn't a heat that stemmed from an emotional trigger like love or desire or even rage. It was a heat that rose from the depths of his soul. It was a part of him. Magic was what his uncle had called it, right before selling him to an old peddler in order to keep the wrath of the White Tower away from his home. His uncle wasn't a bad man, just not very brave. After Ferron and Mariah's parents died from an epidemic of black fever, he had agreed to take them in. But when Ferron's ability first began to manifest, his uncle grew fearful of the White Tower coming to take away the rest of his family. With the kind of rumors of what happened to those the White Tower took, his uncle had every reason to fear.